嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, I'm Adam。
那今天呢，我们节目要说说看中国人到国外最不习惯的几件事。
Okay, so things that maybe are just not so easy to get used to.
习惯不习惯英语就是 to get used to something, right?
Get used to, or get into the habit.
把它变成一种习惯，这样说也行啊。好，那今天这集秀的灵感呢，这个 inspiration 是来自于我现在是上海加拿大两头跑，因为这先生的工作这各种家庭的原因 anyway, 但是我到了加拿大以后就发现啊，真的很多那种不习惯的事情是我自己完完全全没有想到的。所以 hopefully today my personal experience will be useful to you. 那我其实今天也特别想听听，就是如果我们的听众你身在海外的，对我讲的这几件事情 do you resonate with them? 有没有共鸣？然后也可以分享大家自己最不习惯的事情啊，我们一起来吐槽一下海外的生活。好，那大家到开言英语的微信公众号，开放的开，语言的言，就能找到今天非常有意思的推送了。
OK Jenny, well I know I'm dying to know, what do you think is the hardest thing to get used to?
第一件，然后我到现在还经常弄错的事情就是丢垃圾。
Oh yeah, this is a huge difference.
诶，丢垃圾英语可以说
throwing out your garbage.
Throwing out your garbage. 这个、
right.
It's so simple. It should be a no-brainer. 我们上次节目教大家，对吧？想都不要想。但是 guys, 啊，这个北美啊，它现在它很环保，样样东西都要叫你 recycle。
Yeah, of course, recycle. This is, for me, that's just the most obvious thing.
Recycle 就是垃圾要就是分类再循环。
Right.
Let me tell you why. 这个东西让我就是 really can't get used to. 比如我现在在的那个办公室，每天我吃完午饭以后丢垃圾，那里放着六个不一样的垃圾桶。
The garbage can.
Garbage can, 然后呢、这六个垃圾桶上面只有一个写着 garbage, 写着垃圾。然后你要望着这六个、然后你就一个个的去 study, 去研究它，就发现第一个上面写着什么 mixed paper, 是让你丢各种各样纸类的东西的。然后呢、什么 mixed container。
I don't even know if I know what that is, mixed container.
Container 就是瓶瓶罐罐容器。Compost 还有一个东西。
Oh, that's easy. Yeah, that's the easiest one. That's, you know, if you don't finish your food, you just put that in the compost.
Compost 就是做化肥的是吧 ?Fertilizer?
When it's the garbage can, we might say organic. It's the organics or organic.
对，后来我就发现你们对这些东西的 label 这个名称还都不一样。天哪，就丢一个垃圾要搞几分钟，因为你要真的把一样东西全部 deconstruct 拆解下来。
You know, it's always different in every city.
所以你看，就是 throw away your trash, 丢垃圾再平常不过的事情，哎，在国外你也是。好，那讲完了丢垃圾，另外一个我不适应的事情呢，就是过马路呀，坐公共汽车这种。
Okay, so one thing we have to do back home, if we want to cross the road or cross the street, you have to push a button.
对，所以有的时候你在那等了半天，那个灯都不跳，后来你发现啊 ，I didn't press the button. 就是那个行人对那灯那儿，其实不是每条路都有，但只是有一些可能人走的没有那么多的。对吧、
right.
他就说、哦、这样比较 efficient, 比较有效率，你没有人 press, 没有人去按那个 button 的话，它就永远是绿灯，让车可以通行。
嗯，
哎，其实你看我以前在国外 在那个澳大利亚留学，其实澳大利亚很多和北美这边还是不太一样，而且可能也是 was a different time, 也过了十几年，对吧？Things have changed. 对，讲好过马路，另外一个就是搭公共汽车 ，so taking the public buses.
嗯，
要下车的时候 ，so a lot of buses, at least in Australia, you also press a button to let the driver know that you're getting off the next stop. 对，然后你轻个铃，他下一站就会停，因为他们很多时候。就是那种坐的人就是那线路不是很 popular, 他也不会每站停嘛，对吧？然后在加拿大是一根绳子。
Okay, you gotta pull the cord.
the cord, pull the cord. 我后来发现我 pull the cord, 他也不开门也不让我下。所以 did stop, 但是那个门不开。结果站在我旁边一个人他就So he just pressed, he pushed the door for me. 我才发现哦，其实你自己推一下那个门就开了。
哦、oh.
So the bus driver doesn't even need to open the door for you.
Well, I would be standing there too, Jenny. I wouldn't know that.
So maybe it's a new thing too. 可能也是他们现在新的一种新型的巴士，是吧？
Maybe.
对对对。好 ，So guys, just don't feel dumb. 就是不要像我一样老觉得自己很傻。因为你看 Adam 也不知道
I see you over there just like wasting so much time trying to recycle, cross the road, get off the bus.
人生效率大大降低没有没有其实就是这些事儿我今天讲出来也不怕大家笑话我因为就是这样你们出去的时候呢给大家做好一种准备啊而且真的其实学习的时候不是老师经常说 No question is a dumb question 没有问题是愚蠢的其实到国外你就是不适应嘛就是新的东西哦 just different 不一样所以真的其实也没关系吧 Just ask her there's always someone there to help you
Right.
好讲过一些这种很琐碎的 trivial little things, daily life things, 接下来我要讲的这个呢其实就跟英语就跟语言有直接的关系了。
All right. Okay, so this is another thing that is not always easy to get used to.、Mm. This is small talk.、
对就是这种寒暄而英语里面也可以叫 pleasantries, right?
Pleasantry, yeah.
So pleasantries 就是 being nice.对吧
right,
嗯
right,
很友好的、right. 其实我说这种 small talk 不是说跟什么同事啊什么之间而是跟 like total strangers 完全不认识的人比如什么 你去超市买个东西收银员或甚至有的时候电梯里碰到一个人你完全不认识的但只有你们两个人好像总要稍微讲点话、mm. hello, hi, 寒暄一下
Right. Actually, even for me, when I go home, I'm sometimes surprised. Like, I forget how many people,、how many strangers just want to say hi. And I, you know, oh.
Why are you saying hi to me? Do I know you from somewhere?
Right, right. Yeah. Do I know you?
对，其实这个就是我觉得在北美很大的城市，像纽约啊什么的 they just have no time for anyone. 所以你不太需要担心那个问题但是像比如温哥华它也是个大城市 People are just I don't know the culture is You know you're supposed to say hi To even strangers、right. if it's like a personal One on one kind of situation
Sure
我现在给大家总结几点很有用的 small talk 最广泛最通用你可以跟任何人说的比如电梯一上来只有一个人很尴尬那就 hi 一下 hello 一下 morning 一下然后下电梯的时候 have a good day have a nice day
yes yeah or in Canada we even say just have a good one
oh I like this one this is like a 就是作弊 cheat one for me 因为不管是早上中午晚上都可以用我觉得
right
对因为我要讲到这一点就是后来我也会发现根据一天不同的时刻你要讲的话还不一样比如我电梯里碰到一个人可能是中午的时候然后你要跟他说 enjoy the rest of your day 因为这个 day 已经过了一半了你再说 have a good day 会很奇怪 because you're supposed to say that in the morning
right right if you say enjoy the rest of your day at 9 o'clock at night that sounds very very strange
啊，对到晚上的时候呢你又要换一个别的就是什么 enjoy the rest of your evening 这样
right, right.
对反正所以呢最后我就还跟大家说 just say have a good one
have a good one yeah yeah yeah
好的最后呢我们说说这个吃 you know, speaking of food and eating 我觉得现在其实到一些北美大城市因为中国人很多中国的文化这个影响也很广其实华人的东西真的处处都买得到就是我前两天还买了三只松鼠的零食但说到吃我觉得我不习惯就是国外那个冰箱 Why are they so cold? 怎么这么
why are you so warm?
你们的冰箱怎么这么冷
啊 I guess, well, you know, we always have, I guess we should say fridge. The word
fridge,
for, yeah, 冰箱 is refrigerator, but nobody says refrigerator, we say fridge. Are they cold?
我觉得它的那个 default 就是出厂设置，就是你放的那一档就很冷，就是我真的觉得我冰箱里放的东西放进去几个小时上面就结了一层 frost 一层霜and I didn't even put it in the freezer， 我还不是放在下面冻起来的对，我就好像感觉特别 powerful。 还有一个事情讲到吃我不习惯的，就是各种各样的东西你都能生吃
like, oh so eat it raw
food that you didn't know can be eaten raw.
Wow.
我讲到这个 such as 就是各类蔬菜
OK
比如说西兰花
Oh broccoli
还有什么花菜
Cauliflower yeah cauliflower you can eat raw sure
可是在中国没有人会生吃西兰花和花菜。
Well, you guys don't have the dipping culture, right? I mean, all of these food, broccoli,
又来了，蘸一个酱。
You can dip it in all sorts of delicious dips. Very healthy.
And the other one is mushroom.
Oh, yeah, mushrooms. My favorite.
你生吃吗？这东西生吃不会中毒吗？
I would not eat a raw mushroom. I'm getting better at eating mushrooms, but they need to be cooked for me. But broccoli and cauliflower, no, that's not sure. I would eat those raw.
可是那个很硬 they're...
Yeah, they're pretty hard, but, you know, like, you have healthy teeth. It's okay.
In any case, 当时就是觉得、啊、怎么超市里这种东西都让你买回去直接就生吃什么 broccoli, cauliflower. 然后后来我就发现、哎、它也有个妙用 because for you guys, like you said, you almost snack on them, 就是当小零食 it's a healthy snack, 对吧
Right.
超市有卖那个切了一块一块的什么 broccoli, cauliflower. 我后来发现、哎、我们中国人不习惯生吃这个东西，至少我可以买回来直接就炒，也省去了我自己要去洗它切它的那个时间。Repurpose it for our lifestyle. 好的，我们今天呢就讲了一下我自己，哎，这最近两个月在加拿大生活的一些感想和经历啊。我觉得在北美生活的一些朋友，不知道能不能引起你们的共鸣？哎，有哪一些事情是让你一去的时候 threw you off for a loop， 让你特别不习惯的，到现在还觉得怪怪的，都可以在我们的微信留言底下告诉我们。好，也希望通过我们今天的分享呢，我们在国内的听众。你对海外的生活文化有了一个认识，有了一个见解。那我们开言英语其实就是这样，把语言学习和海外的生活融入的很好的一种英语学习方式。 You know, we want to bring you authentic culture as well as authentic lifestyle.
Absolutely.
对，正宗的语言，正宗的文化。听了我们那么久的节目，大家也知道，我们除了这个文化脱口秀双语的以外呢，我们还有一个完整的开言会员课程库。我们每天都会发布全英语的课程，有更多有意思实用的英语内容，大家可以现在加入，学习一年只要629。那也希望在我们的会员课程里面，你能够学到更加多的英语。 OK, we hope you've enjoyed today's show, and we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye, guys.